there. I'm your host, Faith, and this is Epic, a showcase, a tour de force, if you will, of the best action-adventure stories Realm has to offer. You know the feeling you get when you're inching towards the first drop on a roller coaster? Your heart is just racing with anticipation, and you know as soon as you go over that hill, there is no turning back. You are just along for the ride. Well, that's our favorite kind of feeling here at Realm. And if that makes you nervous, that's okay. It's fine. I'll be with you every step of the way. And who am I, you ask? Well, I'm Faith McQuinn. I founded Observer Pictures, home to fiction podcasts Boom, Margaritas and Donuts, and Apollyon. I also happen to be a huge space nerd. Like, I had NASA shirts before NASA shirts were cool, and I have always wanted to go to space. Unfortunately, no one at Realm can put me or you on a spaceship yet, but we can, in fact, give you the next best thing, an epic sci-fi adventure. You saw what I did there, right? With epic. So, our first offering has it all. A new planet, a hero with a mysterious past, a love story, and the cherry on top, actually two cherries, the voices of Jamila Jamil and Manny Jacinto. I'm going to need you to brace yourselves because this is going to be one hell of a ride. So let's get back into it, shall we? I'm your host, Faith, and this is Marigold Breach by Joel Dane. Welcome to episode one.
Sit, Rep Van. Tell me you're okay.
Brace yourself, my love. Crash impact is projected as...
What?
Fatal. I'll dampen your pain.
No. Keep me alert. If we only have 2 minutes, I want 2 minutes together. We knew how this would end when we changed sides.
Targeting anti-orbital battery, returning fire.
No. It's too close to the settlement. We don't do that anymore, Van. We decided. You decided.
But I'm losing you.
I can almost see it. A cottage. In a meadow.
Eyes open, adjunct. Lucan. I need the full processing power of your brain. Grant me permission for unlimited infiltration.
Yeah. Granted, then. Always.
Transfer begun. 25%.
Yeah.
There is a solution, but I can't preserve everything. We will lose our memories, our...
Do it. Just do it, then. Do it.
45%.
Stay with me. Marigold class cruiser, prep trauma unit, bay 4, anticipate high velocity entry. Lucan, stay with me.
I'm always with you, my captain. My partner... my love, there is nowhere else.
65%.
I only wish I could hold you one more time.
85%. Transfer incomplete.
No! Override triggered! I'm coming with you, Luke. I'm still here. Just sleep now. Sleep. I've got
you. Transfer incomplete.
80 years later.
Lucan. Time to wake up. I'm detecting a perimeter breach. Respond, Agent.
Lucan!
Where? Command system, give me a status update on...
On your feet, Lucan. Toward the exit.
What exit?
To your left, darling.
What's happening?
Hostile activity.
What? Where?
Outside this medical capsule.
Where are we?
Unknown planetary surface. Satellite access is returning unrecoverable errors.
System, what's my status?
You're at 2033, and I'm not a system.
You're Ven.
That's right.
You're in my head. You're in my thoughts.
I'm a nanotech AI embedded in your brain and nervous system. I feel what you feel, see what you see, except I filter out the noise to pinpoint signals beyond your comprehension.
We're a bonded pair, joined at the root.
How about we chat when you're not trapped inside a medical pod? Pull the switch.
How long have we been like this?
The switch, Adjunct.
Okay.
Good. Through the passageway. No, ignore the storage cubbies.
Hey, this is a military ship. A medical capsule in a military ship.
Focus. Stay on point.
I'm not usually like this.
Naked and unarmed at 2033 with hostiles outside? No, not typically. Also, I'm suppressing your panic response.
Yeah, well, not very well.
Which is why you're not more concerned that you don't know who you are.
I'm Adjunct Team Lucan, ID number XC541A.
An adjunct in the service of what polity?
The one I served my entire adult life, then. Shit. I know my name, my rank, and ID number. I know Ven. Don't know why, but I do. But apart from that, before the medical capsule, blank. Okay, give me a local scan.
My interface capacity is compromised. I'm barely syncing with the capsule's basic surveillance tech.
Tell me you're tracking the hostiles.
They left the immediate vicinity. Head towards the airlock, Lucan. There's bad trouble outside.
Unlike all this good trouble. You got a visual on the hostiles?
Sending.
Ven flashes images at me. Well, they're more like memories. She's tapping security feeds and extrapolating from my senses, and pushing the results into my conscious brain. But my brain's had better days. Help me out here, Ven. What am I seeing?
Seven unarmed individuals kneeling in an outdoor clearing 30 meters from our position.
What are those veils they're wearing?
Atmosphere breathers, though one is barefaced. I've tagged them as civilians.
Unlike the other three, who you tagged as hostiles.
Correct. The one in the heaviest exoskeleton is the commander, female presenting. Her title is Tribune.
What's that insignia on their suits?
I'm more concerned about the arc pistols they're aiming at the kneeling people.
Execution style. Yeah, that's bad trouble, all right.
My tactical model recommends concealment and retreat.
Makes sense. We're naked in a 2033.
Yet we are approaching.
We can't walk away from the massacre.
We absolutely could. Take a look at this.
The horizon glows yellow and purple. Columns of lightning writhe upward from mobile spectrum channel harvesters a few hundred meters from our position. The flashes illuminate hectares of wreckage surrounding the medical capsule. A maze of corridors snake between abandoned military-grade material, packed cargo loaders, and ruptured troop benches. Apparently, we're in a scrapyard.
A crash site.
Huh?
This medical capsule is housed within a Marigold-class cruiser that crashed at least several decades ago.
Decades? How long were we in there?
I don't know. Shall I seal the hatch behind us and engage the self-destruct?
No. Why?
To prevent enemy capture.
What kind of medical capsule has a self-destruct?
A high-security one. Shall I detonate?
No. We're trying for stealth. No.
Very well.
I hunch calf deep in a layer of ash. A shadowy space stretches 10, 15 meters in front of me. The air is cold and tastes of copper.
Atmosphere is nitrogen 88.1%, oxygen 7.2%. Even with my intervention, we cannot survive indefinite exposure. or contact with those hostiles.
We can handle this.
In our current condition, that is unlikely.
Sharp edges under all this dust.
Minimizing your pain sensitivity. And that's not dust. It's decommissioned nanoparticles. There, to your left.
Half the fucking planet's to my left.
To your immediate left. Take the length of laminate railing along the crash debris.
Okay. Never hit someone with your hand when you can hit him with something in your hand, right?
Eyes on the target, adjunct.
The Tribune is aiming an arc pistol at a woman kneeling in front of her. The woman, the victim, is wrapped in an embroidered robe. Ornate symbols cover the wide sleeves and draping folds. She tugged her environmental veil down off her nose and mouth to show the Tribune her face, her vulnerability.
Get out of your way. Please, we'll leave if you let us. We're no threat to you. There's no call for violence. We can come to a mutually beneficial agreement.
Are you making us an offer?
Yes. I spent 8 years building a Faraday crawler. It's a beauty. It sleeps five, and it's perfect for—
It's already ours once we take it.
You can't drive it without me. I'm reaching for the entry switch, so stop or die. I stopped, sister. Let's talk this through. Your sensors lit up when a crash asset activated, am I right? You're a salvage unit, here to stake a claim.
I know why we're here.
The same thing happened with us. A signal popped onto my scanner. Pre-war tech. We came sniffing around, trying to skim off a few goodies before you showed up.
Too late.
Yeah, I noticed. So you won! So let us slink away. Take your salvage and
We're not a salvage unit. Not today. We're containment.
Shit.
We detected warware.
That's got nothing to do with us.
I'm sorry. We can't let you walk away after being exposed to warware. There's no margin for error.
There's also no rush. Slow down. Let's talk this through. We're only here for building materials.
We're really doing this?
We really are.
Okay. Proceed forward 4 steps on my mark. Strike the rearmost hostile at the base of the neck. If you deploy sufficient force, the impact should prove fatal. Then impel the railing.
Impel?
Fling or heave the railing, Lucan. Across the clearing to distract the surviving hostiles. Clasp the decedent retroactively. Extract his arc pistol from his holster and fire 5 times, 2 shots each to neutralize the remaining hostiles. Then a final one for your dead guy as insurance. Then neutralize the remaining potential threats, prioritize the individual in the embroidered engineering robe, and acquire further targets in the following sequence.
Fire on the civilians. Wait, the unarmed civilians?
That isn't a suggestion. Merely a solution, Adjunct Lucan.
A shitty one. Armed targets only, then.
Okay.
As I move into the clearing with the hostiles, the commander, the Tribune, starts to pull the trigger. Shit. I'm too late.
You've got all the time in the world.
Then slows my subjective experience of time. The breeze stops. My pulse quiets. My path is clear. But I hesitate. I'm engaging an unknown enemy in an unknown conflict. And I'm about to cancel someone. No. That isn't right. We don't do this anymore.
Weapons down! Now! No!
Oh, darling, this isn't the time to start freelancing.
What the?
The rearmost hostile startles at my shout, but the Tribune doesn't. She pivots smoothly, targeting me with her arc pistol, moving fast. The woman on her knees moves even faster, pulling a handheld explosive device from one embroidered sleeve. I don't recognize the device, but the front toward enemy sigil is perfectly visible, because the front is toward me. Which. Shit.
This episode of Epic is brought to you by Wildgrain. I want you to take a moment and imagine the smell of fresh baked sourdough bread filling your house. Or maybe it's croissants, if that's more to your liking. Now, what if I told you that you could get this delicious experience without covering yourself in flour and without leaving your house? Well, you can if you order from Wildgrain. What's Wildgrain? Well, it is the first ever Bake From Frozen subscription box. You get sourdough breads, fresh pastas, and pastries that go from your freezer to your oven and ready to serve in 25 minutes or less. I just got my first box and it had 3 different sourdough loaves, biscuits, croissants, and 2 different kinds of pasta. I made the orange cranberry biscuits right away, and I cannot tell you how wonderful my house smelled, and they tasted even better. Scallops and Wildgrain's fresh fettuccine is on the menu for this week, and I plan to pair it with the olive oil ciabatta loaf. Doesn't that sound so good? If you're a carb lover like me and you want good carbs, free of preservatives and artificial colors and flavors, then you'll want to get a subscription right away. And now you can fully customize your Wildgrain box, so you can choose any combination of breads, pastas, and pastries. You can even build a box of only breads, only pastas, or only pastries if you'd like. Plus, for a limited time, you can get $30 off the first box, plus free croissants in every box when you go to wildgrain.com/epic to start your subscription. You heard me. Free croissants in every box and $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/epic. That's wildgrain.com/EPIC. Or you can use promo code EPIC at checkout.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Okay. So the planet is called Elam, though the official designation is the river is a mirror that flows through all our hearts, KHT-3382 Elam B. The star's radiation at atmospheric boundary is 1413, and the orbital period is...
I try to say I don't care, but my mouth won't form words. I'm floating in darkness, paralyzed and helpless.
I shifted you into a medical coma.
Ah, that explains it.
The local star is a Rel-type red dwarf called Ket and is commonly referred to as the Sun. Ket has a metallicity of 0.11. The terraforming status of Elam is fatally compromised, though.
Back up, what? Repeat what you just said.
Your education is appalling, Lucan. Metallicity in this case refers to elements heavier than hydrogen or helium.
Stop playing, V. The terraforming failed?
Apparently. I can't extrapolate additional data from this vehicle's databanks. You're not the only one functioning at less than full capacity.
What does fatally compromised mean?
Well, that's the part I can't extrapolate.
Nothing good.
Cleverly observed. Also, I'm still suppressing your panic response.
Why should I panic?
Oh, darling.
Oh, darling, what?
First, because you are handcuffed, unconscious, inside a land vehicle called a Faraday Crawler, a captive of unidentified forces.
What happened?
Well, the woman in the embroidered jacket deployed an anti-personnel device.
Oh, right. She was reaching for that the entire time, huh?
Yes.
That's pretty hardcore.
She dropped the Tribune and her unit, and us temporarily.
What do you mean, us? You two?
The electromagnetic pulse scrambled my signals for almost a minute.
A whole minute? Poor baby.
The civilians retreated to this crawler and brought you along despite the woman's objections.
She wanted to leave us there.
The others reminded her that you saved their lives and insisted upon evacuating you.
Which was my plan all along, so...
And the second reason you should panic is that apparently I'm blocking your memory.
You are?
Yes.
You're doing this?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. Apparently I'm blocking mine as well.
What the Gehenna, then? Can't you just stop?
No. The process for reversing the memory erasure is one of the functions I'm prevented from accessing.
Shit.
I do concur.
And you don't know why you're doing it?
No. Shall we consider the possibility that, despite our emotional attachment, I'm manipulating you for my own ends?
Nah.
Okay, well in that case, let's assume that I impaired our memory to aid our survival, or that I acted under duress.
On second thought, you are probably manipulating me for your own ends. Don't you AIs always turn evil in the end?
Huh.
What?
I cannot locate any other sapient AIs.
So what? You didn't think everyone is running around with voices in their heads?
No, but I cannot locate a single reference to a sapient AI.
Not one? Not anywhere? So what does that make you?
Rare. Unique. Or highly classified.
Well, we'll learn about you when we learn about me. We know my name and ID. That's where we'll start digging.
Let's start with our more immediate problems. Time to wake up, Lucan.
So, this is what Ven called the Faraday Crawler. I'm in a cramped aisle inside the vehicle, gunmetal walls on either side, lined with storage drawers. My wrists are cuffed over my head. We're being watched. You see the remote-operated slap gun on the ceiling?
The one aimed at your center of mass? No, Lucan. I missed that completely.
My cuffs are looped through a carabiner in the bulkhead. I can defeat them if I'm willing to break a wrist. Stand ready to numb my...
Oh, sorry about those. The cuffs. I mean, on your hands. The handcuffs.
Who the Gehenna is that?
Human. Roughly 19, Terran years. Linguistic tags indicate male identifying.
I meant, what is he babbling about? But another male? Aren't men a lot less common than women?
Yes. If you're colonizing a planet via sleeper ship, your preference is for childbearing passengers, which rarely includes men. You simply provide them with a supply of genetically diverse sperm for the time at which they choose to procreate.
How romantic. What's up with his face?
He's a few generations distant from baseline human. Oversized eyes, opalescent, probably producing a membrane not unlike a retroreflector, as found in nocturnal predators.
He doesn't look predatory. I like the green hair.
Perhaps his eyes compensate for the attenuated visible spectrum on a planet orbiting a Rel-type star.
Well, whatever the reason, they're the prettiest eyes I've ever seen.
Did you mean to say that aloud?
Oh, wow. Wow. Thank you.
Sorry. I'm still a little dizzy from getting blown up.
Hester says you saved our lives.
Hester is wise.
She also says we can't trust you.
But paranoid.
Because you're a scrubjack.
What's a scrubjack?
Searching.
My name's Lucan.
I'm pleased to meet you, Shri Lucan. I mean, despite this situation with you, like that. I mean, cuffed to the wall. Gah, why can't I ever shut up?
It's fine.
I'm Sadia.
Scissor his left leg, swing him toward the slap gun, then snap the wire cuffs by torquing his wrist or thumb around the seam. There is a non-trivial chance that projectiles will penetrate the subject's body and strike you if the operator opens fire. However, you should remain sufficiently undamaged to proceed to the cockpit and...
Are you thirsty?
Yeah, I am. Thanks.
Here you go. You're in pain. I'll loosen the cuffs.
No. It's just you shouldn't approach a prisoner this close.
You probably didn't see the ceiling gun. Shri Hester is protective.
She's the one with the pretty jacket and the handheld bomb.
She's sort of our security forces.
This is her crawler?
It is.
If she's paranoid, she's listening in right now.
Oh, I'd never do anything so impolite.
That's Hester. We'll unlock your cuffs when we reach the valley.
Hey, why'd you let him get so close?
The floor is electrified.
You used the kid as bait? To see how I'd react.
It worked, didn't it?
Don't be deceived by her shawl and gown. The embroidery is likely an indication of her rank, and the tailoring is combat supportive.
Yeah, and so is her gauzy shotgun.
I suppose I should beg your pardon, Sadia?
Wait, really? You used me as bait?
The floor is not weaponized. She's lying to keep you contained.
I thought you'd be happy to contribute.
You should have used a non-lethal munition at the crash site.
Perhaps I reached into the wrong pocket.
Every life, Hester. We're still clinging to the cracks here. Every life is priceless.
Including yours, Sadia. It's my job to protect you even from friendly scrubjacks. Maybe especially from them.
He saved our lives. Yours, mine, Izzy's, everyone's.
Perhaps. Or perhaps I would have traded you all for the chance to walk away.
You would never.
Better that one of us survives, right?
That's not funny, Hester.
No, it's math.
Ugh. Whatever.
Homesteaders. I try to teach them that the world is a terrible place, but they refuse to learn. They're addled by faith. I'm afraid I don't much like scrubjacks, Shri Lucan.
A scrubjack is a member of a paramilitary organization like the Tribunes.
What makes you think I'm a scrubjack?
My keen attention to detail.
I'm serious.
Other than the obvious? What else were you doing at a crash site 200 kims from oxygen?
Looking for my pants?
Now that, I'll admit, is a puzzle. Oh, you wouldn't have lasted 40 minutes naked.
Maybe the scrubjacks dumped me there.
Perhaps.
Because I'm not one of them.
You must have betrayed your unit. That's why you helped us, so we'd save you from execution by exposure.
Why are you so sure?
See for yourself.
A drawer slides from the wall, and the side facing me is polished to a mirror sheen. I look anywhere from a roughly used 30 to a gently weathered 40. Dark hair, dark eyes, ropey build, tediously functional. Except for the marks on my face. The same insignia as on the Tribune's exoskeleton. Whoa, pack shut. I am one of them.
You didn't know?
You blew me up. Things are a bit fuzzy.
You don't remember anything?
It'll come back to me.
Not if you're lucky. Which, looking at you, I somehow doubt.
Because I'm a scrubjack? Which or what, exactly?
Goodness, you did get scrambled. Scrubjacks are nomads who search the deserts for pre-war tech. Militias with titles like Legate and Major and Officera. Sounding familiar?
Vaguely. At least you didn't mention adjuncts. Am I one of the Tribune's troops from a unit?
Doubtful. They exhibited no signs of recognition.
We're part of another unit then?
Most likely.
There are different groups of scrubjacks?
Dozens. Most often working together. Sometimes not.
Why not?
Because no human society is monolithic, Shri Lucan. Thank goodness. That's our greatest strength.
Uh-huh. And Scrubjacks are...
a loosely affiliated federation of independent groups of mobile, militarized city-states. You share an overriding goal, but don't always agree about strategy. Or about who is in charge.
Okay. So what's containment all about?
You heard that.
Only snippets.
Scrubjacks want to save the world. That's what makes you so dangerous. Any means necessary, they say. So when warware surfaces, you don't hesitate to... Sadia! Don't touch the controls!
You're done for now, Lucan. Sleep.
Wait, are you sure? I'm...
unrecoverable. Contact 7.
Ben, where are you?
Sensory input unavailable. Alone.
Ben, I'm here. Talk to me.
Alone.
Ben!
Wait.
Fuck shit.
What? What? Who?
Getting you out of here. We've reached the homestead.
What? What's the homestead? Ven sends me back to sleep.
Good night, Lucan.
I promised you one hell of a ride, didn't I? But Lucan and Ven's story is just getting started, and believe me when I say we have so many twists and turns ahead of us. So come back next time for episode 2 of Marigold Breach. See you then.
You're listening to Marigold Breach, starring Jamila Jamil and Manny Jacinto. Marigold Breach is a Realm original production. Realm, your portal to another world. Listen away.
Every 5 minutes, a transplant candidate dies while waiting for a compatible heart, liver, or kidney. Imagine a technology that could provide those life-saving transplant organs for a high price, and imagine what a company would do to monopolize that technology. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists unlocks this holy grail of medicine by reverse engineering the genomes of all mammals, creating an animal with organs perfectly suitable for human transplantation. They envisioned a docile herd animal, but one team member had another, darker vision. This ancestor is anything but docile. The team's work spawns something big, something evil, something very, very hungry. Ancestor is a complete serialized fiction podcast by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler, with all episodes available. Binge the entire story now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Marigold Breach is a Realm original production, created and written by Joel Dane. Produced by Diana M. Foe, Fred Greenhalgh, and Haley Wagreich. Directed by Fred Greenhalgh. Executive produced by Molly Barton and Marcy Wiseman. Executive producers Jamila Jamil and Manny Jacinto. Starring Jamila Jamil as Ven, Manny Jacinto as Lucan, Zara Fazal as Hester, Stephanie She as Tribune Munka, Amin El Gamal as Sadia, Tiana Camacho as Izzy, Malik Berger as Alishiva, Rupert Degas as Documentarian, Soldier, and Scrubjacks, Nikki Endress as Odile and Gigi Keen, and Mary Westbrook as Commander Bonavent. Additional voices by the cast. Directed by Fred Greenhalgh. Audio editing, sound design, and mixing by Rory O'Shea. Original score and composition by Arun Groman. Cover art by Kendall Thomas. Executive in charge for Realm, Mary Asadolahi. Find more shows like Marigold Breach by following Realm on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or at realm.fm. Epic is produced by Mary Asadolahi and Haley Wagreich. Associate produced by Nicole Kreuter and Alexis Latshaw. Executive produced by Molly Barton and Marcy Wiseman. Hosted by Faith McQuinn. Audio editing and original theme by Sam Bagala. Thank you.
Cover art by Kendall Thomas. Find more shows like Epic by following Realm on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or at realm.fm.